Australia's Catholic bishops have called for onshore processing of asylum seekers who arrive in the country. The Australian government has attempted to transfer refugees arriving illegally in territorial waters to third countries. The bishops have warned, however, that offshore processing will not solve the underlying problems. Christopher Wells spoke to Father Maurizio Patena about the bishops' concern for the refugees.
What has happened after the signing of the so-called Malaysia solution, and the NGOs, and amongst those, of course, the Catholic Church, Catholic Bishops Conference, have protested at the way the Malaysia solution was enhanced, and the fact that the Malaysian solution was not giving any sort of certainties as far as the treatment of asylum seekers. And basically, particularly what the Catholic Church said was a swapping of human beings, which is ethically unacceptable. In any case, the High Court had reversed the decision, saying that that agreement was substantially illegal. These were people who have turned to Australia for protection. So Australia had obligations towards them, and therefore the Malaysia solution was basically unacceptable. Of course, this didn't go down well with the actual government. And also, one of the reasons is because the government built up its rationale for signing the Malaysian agreement and also for selling such agreement to the wider population on the fact that this would have, in fact, stopped that the people smuggling and people smugglers. As a Catholic Church, we always argue that this would have not been the case, because people do not choose to be asylum seekers and refugees, and therefore they would find other solutions and other ways to seek protection to Australia or elsewhere. And we were very worried about the fact that this would have increased the vulnerability of people. We were very concerned with particularly with unaccompanied minors. So, since the Malaysian solution did not push through, now the other solution is to have to process asylum seekers who come by boat to Australia. Basically, the question is on a very tiny percentage of people who come by boat to Australia to be processed offshore. And we have said quite clearly as the Catholic Church that this is morally unacceptable. And we do not see why these people, the claim of these people, cannot be processed within the community. Even on talks that our office has regularly with members of the government, I believe very much that we need to try to keep doors open. So, open for dialogue, open for working together, open for finding the best solution. And we are in a critical situation, so we are always trying to find the best solution. As far as the Catholic Church is concerned, our proposal is that people be welcomed within the community and their claims for refugee status be processed within the community. This would would enhance the people to live within a community, would make people available to work. People would contribute to the society and contribute also to their own well-being. And this would contribute to the fact that people would be treated fairly, would be treated with the human dignity that we need to afford to any human beings. And this is basic for the Catholic Church. So this is not an optional. This is something that we will keep on insisting and urging the government to do. See, one of the points with detention places and the offshore solution, which we argue very much against, is that the concept of detention is a concept that is applicable to criminals. You know, we cannot apply substantially, you know, a criminal solution which would place people in detention where these people are asking for protection. These people do not come to Australia because, you know, because they need to be placed into detention. Another thing, or another myth that unfortunately the wider community, because as you know, this becomes a highly politicized argument, unfortunately. You know, another situation which people fail sometimes to understand is that people that look for protection and need to flee their own countries for all sorts of dangers is that, you know, these people cannot put themselves on a queue at a government office and ask for a passport or a visa. So they haven't got the other solution of, you know, hopping on a plane or buying a ticket and going to another country. It's a solution that is not available, simply not available to them because they are fleeing away from persecution. So we are saying to Australia, particularly, you know, the last three encyclical of Pope Benedict XVI, remarking the fact that at the base of every, if we can say so, social ungrace or economic ungrace, is the fact that we are all experiencing a certain level of greediness, of being greedy, that does not allow us to open our hearts in generosity with people in need. Another problem with attention is that people are left there sometimes for months, years, without knowing where they are, where their status is. People would be in community. I am sure that even the processing will be much faster. And for sure, if people would have access to a community assessment of their claims, this would certainly work towards a solution of the smuggling.